This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us today are two passionate artists. And I say that because their background is so wonderful, and their company is called, and you're going to say, well, wait a minute, what does this have to do with cannabis? Well, their company is called Police and Thieves. You heard me correctly. Police and Thieves. And David and Kelsey are with us today. And David and Kelsey, welcome. It is so nice to have you guys with us. You didn't necessarily buy a company for the sake of buying a cannabis company, but you guys have an educational background in business. Kelsey, you have two master's degree in fiction. David has a master's degree in poetry, and one test from finishing his PhD in poetry. How does two educational gurus become owners of Police and Thieves? And then tell us how you got the name of your cannabis company.
Do you want to go, Kelsey?
Sure. So, thank you so much for having us on your show. And, I had actually been in the marijuana industry since 2010. Not directly involved, but, sort of as a passive investor. And, us getting into the marijuana business wasn't completely random. I was already involved with the company and then wound up splitting from the partners. And ended up with a company that then David and I rebranded. So we've been in Colorado. I actually went to school in Boulder, CU Buff, and lived in Colorado for a bit. And David and I were there for 3 years also, doing some things related to the business. And so when it came time to thinking of rebranding and the type of company that we wanted to do, and having been in Colorado and sort of seeing what was already in existence, we thought, how do we want to see things differently?
Right.
And David can speak. He's the one who came up with the name, so I'll let him speak to that.
Yes, David, we have to hear what you say. Publishing taught you the value of strategy. So we know that you wanted a name that was going to be something that stands out. And of course, Police and Thieves is not a very common name. Not a very common name for a cannabis company, let alone any company. So, tell us the thought process of how you picked this name.
Well, when Kelsey and I decided to buy the company, as she said, rebranding was something we felt was essential. So we went through a couple names, and we wanted it to be, as I said, distinctive. And that was really important to us. So, we sort of saw the landscape, and, I don't necessarily have to say the descriptors, but green, mountain, some sort of variation of color, directional, or some allusion to somehow, or wordplay with smoking weed, or some prior company seemed to be the naming strategies. And so we wanted something different, some other titular descriptor. So, I started to mine my own experiences, and one of the things that I came up with was in growing up in Southern California. I'm from Southern California. I was in a gang, and one of the things that we used to do when you grew up in an urban space and you live in Southern California, we would go to the beach at night. And one of our friends, our big homie, his name was A-Ball, he would take me and a bunch of other little, you know, 15, 14, 16-year-olds in the back of his Datsun, and there'd be four to five.
Oh, my
teenagers.
God, Datsuns, yeah.
Yeah, Datsun 210 sort of, you yeah. know, and he had, like, 18-inch box speakers in the back, and, you know, we would get drunk, we would get high, and we would go, and, you know, it was, like, there was a lot of camaraderie in the back of that car scene, not only from being in a gang together and the violence, and that sort of instills a sense of camaraderie, but also just, like, the music, and there was a definite vibe, and that was always a moment that was very poignant to me, and it stuck out, and 8-Ball, though, did not listen to he only listened to roots reggae, a very specific genre of music. He wouldn't listen to rap. He wouldn't listen to anything else. He was like, nothing gets any play in my ride but roots reggae. And that was all he would listen to. So I really developed a love for roots reggae. And one of the songs that he used to play was Police and Thieves by Junior Mervin. And Ika Mouse, Police and Helicopter, Gregory Isaacs. It was like real classic sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like people that loved reggae, the kind of stuff they listened to. It wasn't like he was like, I'm throwing in Bob Marley. You know what I mean? Like that wasn't the sort of vibe we were running with. So when I approached Kelsey and I was like, yo, what do you think of Police and Thieves? She was like, well, it sticks. You know, it's poignant, but why? Because that's sort of how we work well together and there's this back and forth that happens in our thought process and what we do, and whether it be writing or the company, we're constantly bouncing ideas off of each other. And so once we did that, it sort of held up to both of our questioning, we knew that there was a real possibility. And it's also a shibboleth for a cultural shibboleth for folks. If you know the song, it really served a sense of like culture and how deep it is. And that's one of the things that Police and Thieves really wanted to do, was stretch just beyond the particular culture, but, understanding, particularly when it comes to marijuana, that there's a rich history, a long history. It's an ancient plant and that has been had a lot of iterations, and we wanted to allude to that. And that was part of how we felt we could do it.
You know,
and you don't forget the name.
You don't forget the name. You really don't forget the name. And I'm curious, do you have a subtitle name so people know that it's a cannabis company?
No, we rocked as Police and Thieves and like a, I mean,
dispensary,
but pot, because if you've seen some of our tertiary branding there, it's because it's Police and Thieves. There's the anti symbol. And then, so if you do P anti symbol T, that no sign we call the anti-symbol, it spells pot. So we have pot sweaters, we have pot shirts.
That's
a sort of direct nod. But that's also a deliberate, we don't necessarily, we think that, or we believe that in some of the more, particularly the more mature markets, it's not necessary to bang somebody over the head. And we also believe in the intelligence and the sophistication of our customers and people in general.
Right.
That they'll be able to suss out that this is a dispensary.
How has business been?
We're in a really saturated market. And 2002, 2003, so 2001, 2020 and 2021 were, you know, with COVID, like it was popping. And then 2022, Colorado, California, and a couple other Western states just sort of, they were like 16% down. Then 2023, they were another 16% down. So, you know, for us to kind of be, emerging, we started in early 2022. And so we have been seeing our sales grow and sort of picking up. And, we've been sort of holding the line while a lot of other companies are either going out of business or, you know, also following the market trend and, you know, down 16%. So, you know, I think that's like that says something. And then we've also, you know, one of our approaches is, as far as, you know, trying to get people aware of who we are, is we've been throwing parties where we invite vendors. We don't charge the vendors. They come, We don't charge the, you know, the communities. So it's sort of an open party. And we've had free tattoos. We've had a smoking bus. We've made it like a really sort of like community oriented.
Cool, kind
like,
of fun thing. Yeah,
yeah. Come and join us. And, those have been fairly successful. So I think, you know, we're starting to get traction. You know, when we first started in 2022, Denver felt really large. I mean, we spend a lot of time in New York and, you know, like anything, know, it starts to get like the more people you know.
So when we come back from break, I want to talk about where you think this is all going to be in a few more years, and culturally, we have lots to talk about. And guys, give us the best website as we go to break.
Policeandthieves.com.
We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply. the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer, and David and Kelsey are with us. And they are the owners of Police and Thieves. And I have to ask you guys, would you do it again today, knowing that it's, you know, because we all saw that during COVID, this in many states became an essential business. We saw that people were at home, they were chilling more. We understand that throughout the country, cannabis is, and this plant has so many miraculous uses. We're seeing states start to increase with legalization. But you mentioned, Kelsey, a very important point, saturation. Now, I'm in Boston, and right now, there's a new shop that opened up on High Street. There's another shop that opened up a few blocks away on State Street. Another shop on Milk Street. You know, I mean, this is not going to be helpful for business owners that are trying to get a piece of the action. So where do you see what happens with all this saturation? Who falls off the ladder and why?
I mean, I think that one of our approaches is trying to be, we sell cannabis, but we're also trying to be more than cannabis. And that's sort of our angle and trying to stand out and distinguish ourselves from the rest. And that's actually one of the things that I really liked about the name Police and Thieves. Like the name, the song itself that David was talking about embodies resistance. And that's something that we sort of stand for. You know, like marijuana has a really long history of oppression. And, you know, it's really easy where we are now with so many states legalizing that, you know, anyone can just go and get their like CBD bath bomb. And, you know, you sort of forget like all the people who are still incarcerated, all of, you know, the difficulties in the past. And so, you know, instead of us sort of whitewashing that, forgetting it and blanching it, it's really embracing it and acknowledging it, you know, and then giving it context, you know, and reframing, you know, like, oh, this was so taboo. Well, we're embracing that, but it's actually, you know, it's something completely different. Like it's, there's a lot of power to it. So I think, you know, if we can become more about the community, more about the culture and like speaking to that sort of much larger issue, and that surrounds cannabis, you know, hopefully we can get traction with that. And I mean, for us, it's really important, like being like a community member and really, you know, we work with the Last Prisoners Project, like doing all these things and really trying to like
tell us,
be an active member.
Yeah. We just interviewed Deborah, Plant, her book of Greed and Glory about people being incarcerated and the penal system being so messed up. It's just not even funny. So tell us about your involvement in this project with the prisoners, because there are people in still in jail that we talk about all the time that had less than an ounce and they're still in jail a decade later. I mean, decades later. It's just unconscionable in my opinion. Really, it is.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, we try to do as much fundraising as we can. So, and also just, so right for the holidays and then we're still continuing it. Last Prisoners Project does letter writing to inmates. And so we have our Police and Thieves postcards with a stamp and then With the customers, we just, you know, we have little prompts for them so they can come in and fill out postcards that get sent to them. Just, you know, as a reminder, like, you know, we're here alongside you. And then we also have stickers. We've done a collaboration with, Last Christmas Project and ourselves. So we, it's essentially donations, you know, you
right.
give the sticker and you get a donation and then we contribute that to them.
Yeah, I just wanted to further that point. Police and Thieves is definitely aligned from an ethos perspective when it comes to the Last Prisoner Project, where we readily
tell everybody what just tell everybody what the project is that a lot of people may not know, and then finish your thought.
I mean, it is very much as the name implies. They're trying to get everyone who has been incarcerated for marijuana out. So they're doing their best, particularly in states that have legalized, which sort of it doesn't make much sense at this point. And so do you have anything more to say on that, Kelsey? Or, I mean, that's pretty much what they're doing. That's essentially.
Yeah, they like do a lot of like, they're active in like legislation and yeah, but that's like they're into like rehabilitation too after someone gets
right.
out.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And David, go ahead, finish your thought though.
My point is that like we readily recognize that laws have been disproportionately punishing people of color, people in less disenfranchised. And this is what the Last Prisoner Project really focuses on. The level of black and brown folks that are incarcerated are disproportionate to our population size. And so like, I think that also speaks to like the future of where marijuana is going. You asked like one of the ways that we distinguish ourselves is that we are 100% woman and minority owned company. We are a true mom and pop shop in that Kelsey and I are business partners and life partners. We have two children. We spend all our time together. We're beyond that. We're also, as you said, culturally focused and driven. We spring from the culture. Marijuana, urban, academic, there are many cultures that we mine, but I think that is really the future, as particularly if, I guess when, maybe if this goes federal and you have the Walmarts, there's going to be needed space for the niche places, and we feel like in the saturated markets, we're already seeing that, such as Denver.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do you see, I mean, everyone that I've talked to has said they don't see legalization happening soon, that it's still not going to happen. But do you see the light? Do you see within 5 years of 5 years that maybe legalization will happen?
That's hard for me to see. I mean, it's hard for me to see. However, like, if you think about it from a state level and the taxation and the boon that these states are seeing because of the heavy taxation on marijuana, like it would make sense that it was. I think it's more of a stigmatism to overcome. And Kelsey and I are part of that. The business owners that are we're highly educated, we're on our shit, so to speak, trying to get the word out that, like, you know, marijuana is, you know, it's a natural thing, you know, as you
absolutely.
Said earlier.
I thank you both for being with us today. This is, it's been great. Give us the website again and keep us posted from time to time. Come back and share with us the movement and what's happening, okay?
Great. Thank you so much. Then
PoliceandThieves.com.
Wonderful. And thank you. We'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order or to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And joining me now is the lovely Mary Lopez Carter. And welcome, my dear friend. Nice to have you with us. So I wanted you on before the holidays because I wanted to remind people that this is absolutely, and Mary, of course, is the woman behind the CarolinaHempHut.com company. And I wanted people to know that CBD might help with anxiety during this time of the year.
If you're asking me, absolutely. And I can tell you from my own personal experience, although I'm a calm person and I meditate and do all those healthy habits. But I'll tell you a quick story. When my mom passed away 4 years ago, I had tremendous anxiety and depression. I was just grieving. And actually, the grief never really truly goes away. But, oh, my gosh, if it wasn't for the CBD that I was dosing myself about three times a day, not just once a day, I had to really ramp it up.
Yeah.
Keep my nerves more calm and my head more focused so that I could work and function. And not just for work, but be there for my family as well.
You know, it's so interesting you're saying that because about 4 years ago, I had a very dear friend who I was given the grim task of helping him, and he had terminal cancer, and I had to help him transition, and he was kind of a recluse at the end of his life and still very young in his 60s, but a strange, strange dude. I loved him dearly. And I promised his mother that I would take care of him and do whatever I could. And I felt obligated that I had to be the one. I had to be his person during this time. So I would go every single day to the house and bring food, even though he didn't eat it. I tried every day. Hospice tried very hard, and he threw everybody out. He started smoking again. And he had anal cancer, so between the smell and the cigarettes, it was a nasty situation. He didn't want to go to a hospital. He didn't want to go anywhere, but just stay really where he was in his tiny little apartment. And if I didn't take CBD, I have to say that that was probably my lifesaver because, you know, Mary, my first reaction is to be reactionary, you know, it's like to lash back. And this is a man that had very few months left to live. At the end of his life, he was obnoxious. He needed this. He needed that. And it was the CBD that allowed my brain to not tell him where to go. I'm not kidding. 'Cause he was just so abusive. But it was the CBD that gave me the strength to go there and not react. That it was the wrong coffee. It was the wrong this. And it was that CBD that said, Frankie, just let it go. Let it go. You're not lying in a bed, not able to get up. You're not at the end of your life. And so I just played the game and did what I had to do. And when he did finally pass, it was the CBD that got me through it, though. It really, Mary, I could not have slept. I could not have done all of the things that I had to do and without getting nasty and just allowing him the grace to be and to have the love for him, which I just needed to have at that time.
And I hear stories like that, not just with people who, like in your situation, you have a friend who's dying, and then you have to deal with the death of that loved one as well. But the people that are taking care of the people that are ill, like yourself, you need to take care of yourself so you can feel better. I hear this a lot, especially with people who have aging parents that have dementia. And they're losing their mind. And it's so sad.
So hard.
And it's hard on the caregiver as well as, you know, the person that's ill.
It certainly is. And you know, Mary, that's why I understood at that moment how my endocannabinoid system was depleted. What was that stress, Mary, just really and truly wiped me out. And it was someone near and dear that said, you need to try some CBD right now. This is a critical time. Your body needs CBD. And I took a lot of it, and my body needed a lot of it. And the minute he passed and I was able to get rid of his things and clean out all of the apartment and all the things that I had to do, and it was exactly this time of the year, and I was able to go into the new year renewed, refreshed, and was able to cut way back. I didn't need that kind of CBD anymore. My body didn't need that. And so I started dosing appropriately at that point. So it's like, if you listen to your body will tell you. It really will.
And it's good to stay in tune with your body, just like you did. And you are correct. Your body was depleted of your whatever stress, your stress hormones were just on high alert, right? And it happens to everybody. And just like you said, when you deplete yourself and you need more of whatever it is that you need, your body will talk to you. And the lovely thing about your endocannabinoid system is it does help regulate all the systems in your body. It wants to put your body into homeostasis.
Yes.
It wants to balance out everything, your hormones, your mood, all of it.
Yeah, and I didn't get sick. You know, a lot of people after that would get sick, and, you know, my immune system was not, because I did take care of myself during those times. I had to do a lot of radio, but I began my day with my meditation. As you say, it's very important for me to be grounded, and I was able to go to bed at night. And I needed the CBD to go to bed, not for anything, but I really needed CBD throughout the day, but I needed it at night to go to sleep. I just needed it because I knew that if I could not restore my body with a good night's sleep, I would not be good for him or for me. And that was also very important. And this was a lovely man during his life. This was a musician, very creative. And it was an unfortunate ending for him. And I knew that this wasn't the real man. This was just a man that was in tremendous pain that people couldn't help. You know, he drifted back to some old ways when he was very young. And I understood all of that. I got that. But I could not have gotten any of it. And I would have been a very angry woman if I didn't have the CBD. And I just can't say enough of how critical. And so if you're stressed right now, I don't want you to be a zombie, and CBD won't make you a zombie, but it will take the edge off. For me, it was like having a timeout. You know what I mean? It was just like having that timeout button, Mary.
I love that you use the word zombie, because a lot of prescription medication does exactly that. You're not fully you. So, but with CBD, you're just a better version of you. You're not zombified in any way.
Yes, yes, yes. And I want you to share with us that this was 4 years ago, and I didn't have a lot of options. I want you to talk about the options today, Mary Carter, because there are so many choices for people. And way back when, the Wild West is not so wild anymore, and people are starting to, through education and the conversations that we're having, we're starting to see what really needs to happen in the world of cannabinoid medicine and just understanding CBD in the bigger picture. So when we come back, we have to get ready for a break, but when we come back, let's talk a little bit about options. Let's talk about, is it anxiety? Is it sleep? Is it focus? All of these, and back then it was just CBD. Now it's CBD, CBG, and CBN, and we have all kinds of new information And that is just amazing, absolutely amazing. And if I had known back then, I would have been dosing him with the CBG, but I didn't realize how important it was for him as the patient as well as for me. So we have a lot to talk about. Mary Lopez Carter from Carolina Hemp Hut is with us, and give us the best website.
CarolinaHempHut.com, CarolinaHempHut.com.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting and TAM required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Mary Lopez Carter. And so, Mary, tell us about anxiety. Let's talk about anxiety today. What would be the best for anxiety?
Well, I always start off people low and slow with the least amount of side effects. And by that, I mean, you know, CBD can have THC, which can affect you psychologically, psychoactive, in other words. But a good full-spectrum CBD product will help balance your body out, balance your mood, your stress, anything neurological. It passes the blood-brain barrier, and it reaches those feel-good receptors in the brain. And that's how I start off with people, is just take a good full-spectrum CBD product. But there's so many different types of products and different ways to take it, how much to take, when to take, and everybody's body's different. Maybe an oil is good, but if you have panic attacks, you want something that works quickly. So you may want to take a water-soluble product or vape or smoke. Even suppositories is an option, because that's also a quick and effective way to dose yourself. So it all depends on what your body needs and then also what your preferences are, because we also have gummies and chocolates if you like sweet stuff and you don't like the herbally taste. Or if you like pills that you can add to your regimen of other vitamins every morning, that's another easy way to dose yourself. So there's just so many different ways of taking it. You have options. If one product doesn't work, we try a different product. If one cannabinoid doesn't work, we add other cannabinoids until we figure out what's a right protocol for your specific health issues.
And that's the difference today, is that we're understanding, we have more knowledge, Mary?
Yes, as more studies come out and more shows such as yours where you're educating people about CBD and people are learning, people are paying attention, and people are wanting to stay away from prescription medication as much as possible because we all know they have side effects. You can watch those commercials on TV that talk about the negative side effects of prescription medication. And that's just not good. It's not a healthy way to do things.
You say start slow. One of the things too is drinking a lot of water. Water is important all the time, but especially when you're using CBD. Explain why.
It affects the salivary glands. So you will feel thirsty. It is a cannabis product, and just like when people use recreational or medicinal marijuana, they will feel thirsty. That's probably the worst side effect unless you take too much, and then you can be high with the too much THC in your system. But, yeah, you just have to stay hydrated, and you may get the munchies if you're taking something that has a little bit higher on the THC side, but compared to other side effects from other things you could be taking, I will take a little bit of thirstiness or a little bit of the munchies to feel good and balanced.
I love that you're saying the word balance, because that's what this is all about. It's about balance, isn't it?
Yes, and that's what the CBD does. It's constantly looking to put your body into balance. So, for example, if your blood sugar's too high, it will lower it to be balanced. If it's too low, it'll raise it to be balanced. They also refer to it as an adaptogenic herb. It adapts to what your body needs.
Absolutely. And as we are going through these difficult days, and for many it's being alone, for some it's just the personalities of the relatives. whatever it might be, just a little can just take that edge off. And as I say, instead of that alligator brain for me, which was so critical during that time, it was such an important lesson for me about life and living and death. And you know, it really covered all the gamut. And for me, though, it stopped me from screaming. I also noticed that while I was taking it, I was not as reactionary in the car. So I wasn't blowing my horn and getting all upset about the driver that cut me off and all of that. I was able to handle all of it. And that to me is so, that was the beauty of using CBD during that difficult time. That really was the beauty of it.
Well, it revealed the real you, which is a calm, relaxed, healthy, happy person. Whereas when you're not on it, you're, like you said, more reactionary. That's actually not you in a balanced state. That's not real you. It just reveals more of the real you, the way you should feel and be.
Right. Mary, can you become addicted to CBD?
No, you cannot become addicted, and you cannot overdose on it.
Okay.
You can't take too much and not feel so good. Maybe sleepy.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
So that's why I want Mary on, because, you know, Mary Storr, everyone is so qualified to give you information. This is, it's really key to get through the holidays, to be balanced. We all want balance in our lives. We want happiness. We want all of those wonderful things for this time of the year. So give Mary and her team a call. See if they can figure out what it is that might help you. And maybe you want to focus more in the new year and you don't want to take Adderall or some of the medications out there. There are some wonderful new CBD products that can help you focus, help you get back on track. You know, we all get a little off the rail a little bit this time of the year, but it's time now to get back to that place of balance and back to reality of our lives. And, you know, we are all under pressure with this time of the year, but it doesn't have to be. And Mary, give us the best website, please, and phone number.
CarolinaHempHut.com, 855-HEMP-OIL.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Always so wonderful. Mom, Mary Carter. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And smile.
I won't dance. Don't ask me. I won't dance. Don't ask me. I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things that they should do.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.